It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
Billy, man, come on.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we have with us as our guest in the studio for this segment, Dr. Mark Williamson, who is the owner of the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center, which is an emergency 24-hour vet center located on Jolly just off Dunkel in Lansing. Welcome to the show, Dr. Williamson.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks for having me back again.
Oh, it's our pleasure to always have you in. Doctor, we've been talking this morning about the different specialties and specialists that are out there in the veterinary profession and how much it's advanced from the days of everyone just being a general practitioner to people really choosing areas on which they wanted to focus.
Sure.
You chose the concept of being a 24-hour emergency veterinarian. Why'd you choose that route?
Well, I think when we started, there was a tremendous need for that. Like you just mentioned, Lee, everybody was trying to do their own after hours, and that just wasn't very effective. Animals were needing a little bit more specialized care. Medicine was becoming more advanced, and the focus of having one location do that so everybody else can focus on the preventive care worked out real well. It just seemed to be a niche that, was exciting to me.
But as part of doing that, I would imagine that you have to be prepared to do certain things that other practitioners don't have to do because of the emergency nature of it. And there's equipment and things, areas of understanding and knowledge you have to have that maybe it's a little bit easier to just deal with the preventative as opposed to, oh my God, the emergency has occurred. Now what do I do?
Well, I think there's a little bit of truth to that. That's for certain. In the emergency, one of the things we need to be prepared for is the entire staff has to have that additional education to be ready for everything that happens. And secondly, we cannot wait for certain results. So we have to have in-house diagnostics right there, full blood work, coagulation profiles, radiographs, ultrasound. And we have to have an ICU that's set up to be able to handle and treat whatever is deemed an emergency.
Well, and it's funny because in talking with our last guest in here, Dr. Colmery, he was saying how he found the emergency care, if he could go back in time and do something, that was what he would consider doing because of the action that's involved with it. And he's right about that. But as I explained to him, it's one thing for it to be exciting, but you have to be at your best potentially at 3 a.m. on a Saturday night. And there's a lot of people I know who aren't really capable of doing surgery at 3 a.m. on a Saturday night, but you guys have to be able to do that. How do you keep people around the clock who are at that level?
Well, it comes with a lot of planning, having a large enough staff that can, not feel overworked. The veterinarians themselves have to have, the ability to act quickly. And when you get ready for surgeries, it's a matter of what does that pet need. So it comes down to a lot of preparation, a lot of training, a lot of, expectations, and getting ready for what the unexpected could be.
Right. And speaking of preparation, Dr. Williamson, one of the things that always has marked you in terms of how you go about practicing veterinary medicine is you're a big, big believer in preventative. And I wanted to have you talk about some of the steps that people can take in order to prevent having to come see you, because not that people don't love coming to see you in the middle of the night with a pet emergency, but sometimes a few appropriate preventative steps can keep the emergency from happening in the first place.
Oh, I think that is the key point of everything. I mean, accidents are going to occur, Lee, but there are certain things that we can do as pet owners to eliminate or prevent a majority of them. A couple real key points on that goes to things that we won't even think about. One is good quality nutrition. You think, well, the pet's got to eat anyways. But besides trauma, nutrition plays a role in almost every other type of case we see at night. So I think that goes a long way. Also, what you don't feed your dog, you know, keeping away from table scraps, the chocolate, the onions, the raisins, things that can become an issue that some people may not be aware of. A second thing is really starting that wellness program with your veterinarian. There's a strong push to now have 2 times a year an examination so that we can early detect problems. Those two areas there eliminate an awful lot of things we are dealing with at night.
Well, and one of the things, too, that a lot of people may not know about your particular practice is that they can come to you as a primary vet and just enjoy the benefit of the fact that you are a 24-hour location. You do a lot of the preventative steps, not just the emergency work, correct?
That is correct. A few years back, we incorporated in a day practice to take care of some preventive clients, and so we do that as well. And so if there's a need for someone looking for preventive care, we're available for them. At the same time, we're there for the rest of those veterinary clinics as that emergency for them. And so at that point in time, we are that referral center for them back.
Well, and I just would imagine that it's got to make your job a lot easier, because one of the things I imagine is most difficult is that you don't have a history a lot of times with the dogs who come in. You haven't seen them before. You haven't got a file you can refer to that tells you everything that's gone on with them. And sometimes the owners might not be in a mental state of mind to be able to factually relate all that data to you, which has got to make the guesswork even a little bit more difficult.
Oh, absolutely. And that goes to a lot of different things. One, the staff being prepared to understand somebody's coming into a place they've never been before, a time of the day they don't want to be, having a problem that they didn't really expect to happen, and they have to then deal with that without being able to talk to the clinic that they trust the most. So we do have to spend a lot of time being ready for that. But there are some things an owner can do to kind of ease that discomfort, that anxiety a little bit, at home being prepared for certain emergencies. There's enough natural disasters recently that I think have taught us to be prepared for anything. And that goes along to our pet care as well. Knowing where your emergency clinics are, how quickly does it take you to get there? Put their phone number in your cell phone. Talk to your veterinarian of what emergencies they can handle during the day and what they cannot. Have a first aid kit that you can do some little triage at home, and then know what your resources are available. Those are very key parts to being ready for an emergency so that you can just focus on what your pet needs.
Well, and I would imagine one of the other things that people can do is a lot of times if they keep accurate files, because most veterinarians do provide what I would describe as a recap of what happened during any particular visit. Mm-hmm. And by keeping all that data together in a file so that when, God forbid, an emergency does occur and you're very stressed out and maybe the middle of the night, you're tired, you're having a hard mm-hmm. time collecting your thoughts on everything, to be able to just reach and grab a file so that you all can go through and realize this dog has had these various inoculations mm-hmm. or information about their blood work or historical illnesses, things like that.
Oh, that is definitely true, Lee. There are certain times that a history of what has been done for that pet will be very vital of what we do for that. We have to stabilize what we see, but if an owner is able to gather that, history of what's been happening, keep it on file, bring it in every single time, that can make our job a lot easier in what's going on with their pet.
Yeah, and again, that's really what it comes down to, is it's about the preparation that goes into it, but overall, on a whole, it really puts the exclamation point to what we've talked about today, which is that as sophisticated as human medicine has gotten, it sounds like animal medicine has followed right in the footsteps and is every bit as spectacular as human medicine these days.
Oh, absolutely. And, listening to the previous, guests on the show, you got a good information of what specialties we do have now. And it's no different than what we have for ourselves as medicine. As that advances, our pets, can have that same level of care. And so you got to be prepared for, those types of specialties. And, nowadays the resources are available.
Well, it's been a fantastic conversation. Unfortunately, we're out of time. So thank you We've been talking this morning with Dr. Mark Williamson, who is the owner of the Lansing Veterinary Medical Center in Lansing on Jolly Off Dunkel. And Rick, it's been just a spectacular show again this week with great information. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and on behalf of my co-host, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll see you next week on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please remember to take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear our show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, suggestions, questions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com. Join our Facebook page at Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. You can upload your own pictures, make comments, and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
If I leave here tomorrow.